From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Clashes between Palestinian protesters and Israeli troops and street protesters erupted Thursday in the West Bank and Gaza on the day after President Trump recognized Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. In Gaza, the supreme leader of the Hamas militant group called on Palestinians to launch a new uprising against Israel. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised Trump's decision.
I think yesterday was a momentous day, an important one. Jerusalem has an extraordinary history. And over the millennia, you can actually cite a few significant milestones. Yesterday's statement by President Trump, I think, is such a milestone.
Fearing an escalation in the protests, Israel has been beefing up security forces in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and along the Gaza border. The U.S. State Department has issued a worldwide caution, warning after President Trump's announcement Wednesday that U.S. government facilities worldwide would be in a heightened state of alert. The warning went on to urge American citizens to be aware of local developments and remain in contact with U.S. embassies or consulates. The State Department listed soft targets that may be subject to terrorist attacks. They include high-profile events, hotels, places of worship, schools, parks, shopping malls, airports, and airplanes. The department issued the security warnings at scores of embassies around the world. This is VOA News. The trial of